spring arrived a little early this year. It happened Tuesday night, March 19th at 10:06 p.m., where I live. We crossed the equatorial line once again, where day and night are everywhere on Earth for just a brief moment of approximate equal length. Of course, we didn't literally step across that line. Earth glided across like a curling stone. And you and I? Well, we're just along for the ride.
The sun is leaning on the darkness again, and we sing, oh, deliver me. I saw images of God reflected out upon the deep by prehistoric stars through millennia of grief. Spiritless and haunted like some excarnate beast, still I feel the ancient lights of heaven pressing down on me. The day changes at midnight, but you don't know it through morning light. And the footsteps of the midwife are already in motion, and in motion we sing, oh, deliver me, oh, deliver me. The sun is leaning on the darkness again, and we sing, oh, deliver me. We traded souls on the shores of Babylon, and they brought yours down to the floor, man. I was sure that mine was gone, but everything inside me wanted somewhere to belong. But something deep inside my body screamed that all of this was wrong. Day changes at midnight, still you don't know it through the morning light. And the footsteps of the midwife are already in motion, and in motion we say, whoa, deliver me, oh, deliver me. Could spend your life on one and it wouldn't be for naught. Do you look at many people but you see so very few? From the disenchanted distance, it's what desperate people do, yeah.
Well, there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. Glad you stopped by. And once again, we have heard yet another terrific John Mark McMillan song, Deliver Me. His lyric, The Sun is Leaning on the Darkness Again? That sounds like a great definition of spring to me. Deliver Me comes from John Mark's newest album, Deep Magic. Add the whole album to your spring playlist. It's that good. And thank you, John Mark, for sharing your music with us here at Redemption's Table. Well, if you look around right now, wherever you are, you might see the first flowers of spring. Perhaps azaleas or dogwoods. Perhaps some blue bonnets and Indian blankets. Perhaps some California poppies. We have crossed the equatorial line once again, and overnight slipped from winter to spring. The vernal equinox. I love equinox. I love that word. I love the idea of day and night in equal measure. Like Goldilocks porridge, not too cold, not too hot, it's just right. Everything in perfect balance, even if for only a moment, as winter tips his Stetson to the perfumed presence of spring, and when the seasons promenade round again to this moment of balance and harmony in September, the dancers will have changed to summer and autumn. What is your favorite season? I'm partial to fall, but I am learning to love whatever season it is. Each comes with gifts not easily found in the other three. 11 years ago, I moved back to my state of origin, Alabama, fully intending to only be here a few months. I arrived in early April, and as I began to ride my Honda motorcycle on once familiar roads long forgotten, I was immediately immersed in the color green. I had been living in the high desert mountains of West Texas for 17 years, a place I dearly love to this day, but I had forgotten the intensity of spring. I rode through green landscapes so powerful, the verdancy seemed to burn into my retina. It was mesmerizing. I was seeing the familiar with fresh eyes. And in 2013, green was the gift spring brought into my life. There were multiple gifts last year as a family wedding took me to Yosemite and Sequoia National Parks in April, where I experienced the record snowmelt of the High Sierras bursting at the seams and exploding in waterfalls. I was visibly witnessing the John Muir quote, "The snow is melting into music." And as if that wasn't enough, I beheld the California superbloom of wildflowers. What gift will spring bring you this season? Spring arrived a little earlier than normal, less than 48 hours ago, on Tuesday night, March 19th, at 10:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. I could not have told you Tuesday night what the menu would be for today's table. Here's a question. Have you ever used the Notes app on your phone? Had a thought, wrote it down, and then the next day, read the thought from the day or night before, and be surprised by what you wrote? Am I at the right table? Am I the only one? Spring sprung on us at 10:06 p.m. And an hour and 21 minutes later, I wrote a simple one-sentence prayer that surprised me when I read it again Wednesday morning. The prayer? "Where is the path of grace that you have for me, God? Because that's where I want to be." And before I even connected the dots between that prayer and this episode, I thought, spring exudes grace. Spring whispers grace. God's created world is whispering grace right now. It always does. There's a whisper that floats and slips and breathes through everything good. Spring whispers. Grace whispers. I say whisper because sometimes that's all we can hear. The noise of our created world drowns out the song of God's created world. And yet, spring whispers, grace whispers. It could be a whisper. It could be a roar. It all depends on how attuned you are to perceive it. I had a holy hunch last year, and I'll share it again. If you're really listening to God, you'll hear birdsong. You'll hear the wind stir. You'll hear heartbeat. I'm not sure you can really be listening for God's voice and not hear His constant shuffling throughout our world. Spring whispers our Creator. Everywhere you look, there are easels of possibility. Consider the lilies of the field, Jesus said. Consider how they grow. Take note of a field of masterpieces in progress. Jesus notes the wisest, richest king on earth, Solomon, he's got nothing in his royal closet that compares to them. They don't toil. They don't spin. They whisper. They pop. They say, look, look where we're pointing. I think they would respond to my Tuesday night prayer with light laughter. Where is the path of grace that God has for you? Where is it not? Spring, grace, abounding, amazing, wondrous, marvelous, always, no matter the season. But wow, look at all the new life around us right now. I mean, what was dead or dormant is budding. Spring is performing mouth to mouth right into the death rattle of winter. We are witnessing our future unfolding. For no matter how close the atomic summer, no matter how intoxicating the renewing autumn, no matter how long, O Lord, the endless winter, spring returns. Grace whispers. Resurrection reverberates. I awakened Wednesday morning to a world that looks a lot like Jeremiah's rock quarry. There's always cause to lament. In Lamentations 3, the prophet Jeremiah is pounding his heart against the stones with cries like, God, you've made my chains heavy. You've shut out my prayer. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. Winter has the prophet by the throat. But then came equinox. Not a moment too soon, either. Jeremiah's prayer continues, But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, God. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. That's the world we awaken to this morning and yesterday and all the days before and all the days to come. A world where God's mercies are endless, where God's grace is fresh every morning. That means today is a do-over if you made some wrong choices yesterday. Perhaps it can't erase all the damage done yesterday, but it can give us a new place to begin again. Matthew 5:45, Jesus said, "The Father makes His Son rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." In other words, His mercies for all never come to an end. They are new every morning. Why did God allow me to wake up to grace this morning? Why is God so kind to us? Because He loves us. It's who He is. But also because of what Romans 2:4 says. His kindness is intended to turn us away from our sins and towards His goodness. His kindness is new every morning to turn us away from our winter and into His spring. I remember a song from the 70s that arose out of the Jesus Revolution. It was my favorite song to sing in church back then because it was our generation's music. The lyrics of the second verse go like this. What a wondrous time is spring when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love once you've experienced it. You want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. Spring grace is yours. It is mine. The birds are singing in song. The flowers are dancing to its rhythm. The Lamb is preparing a welcome banquet for you and for me, if you accept His invitation. And His invitation is also His sacrifice. Open your windows. Listen to Equinox, the grace of God in stereo, bass and treble, justice and love, mercy and grace. And God willing, we'll meet right back here at this table next week. But until then, know this for a certainty. The sun is leaning on the darkness again. And that's good news.
The sun is leaning on the darkness again, and we sing, oh, deliver me. Every human creature is a galaxy of thought. You could spend your life on one and it wouldn't be for naught. Do you look at many people but you see so very few? From the disenchanted distance, it's what desperate people do, yeah.